It's no secret that symphony orchestras across the country have spent the past decade struggling to pay the bills. So when word gets out that someone has saved an orchestra from financial collapse, that person attracts attention. And that's what Roland Valliere did with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra in Columbus, Ohio. With austerity measures and budget cuts, he kept the orchestra alive. And now he's the new president and CEO of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, and he's here in our studio. Roland Valliere, thank you for being here.
It's a delight to be here.
You've run two orchestras in the past, the Kansas City Symphony and the Columbus Symphony. What attracted you to the Memphis Symphony, which is for you a much smaller organization?
Yeah, I've actually run a number of orchestras, and there's been sort of a common thread that connects them, which has been all kind of transformative situations. I like puzzles. I like challenges. I like a situation that has opportunity to grow and be successful. That was true in Columbus, and it's certainly true in Memphis. And it is true that the Memphis Symphony is has a smaller budget than the Columbus Symphony, but it plays at a very, very high level. And I think what particularly attracted me here was the work that this orchestra is doing in the community. I think it really defines this organization in a way that really, I think, is interesting, and I think also could be useful for others.
Now, I realize you just started this job, but from what you know about the Memphis Symphony, does it have the same types of problems as other orchestras around the country?
Well, I mean, orchestras are businesses. They're not-for-profit businesses, but they're businesses, and they need to be run in a business-like fashion, which means they need to balance their budget. They're not in business to generate a profit, but they are in business to provide a service to the community. And so I think, you know, this is a tough time in terms of the economy that we came through after 2008. At the same time, I think, you know, these kinds of challenges really present opportunities. Any business, I mean, there's one constant in life, and that is change. And so, you know, no matter what the dimension is, one needs to adapt. And I think that's very true for the symphony orchestra industry. And I think when you go through a period of economic challenges like we've been through, I think it really makes it all the more necessary maybe to speed up that change and adapt even more quickly.
Does the Memphis Symphony Orchestra have any advantages over other orchestras?
I think it does, particularly in the work that it's doing in the community. I think every orchestra needs to figure out how it can provide value or service to its community in a way that is relevant to its community.
Now, to save the Columbus Symphony, you had to reduce the number of performances, cut staff members. You even came up with a strategic plan that laid out a long-term vision for the orchestra. How might some of those strategies that you created for Columbus work to keep the Memphis Symphony going?
Yeah, I think, you know, when there's a lot of water in the boat, you need to get the water out of the boat. And sometimes it's not easy to do, but it's necessary. So I think in Columbus, you know, that there was the first order of business was survival. You know, once the water's out of the boat, you know, then you can focus on where you're going. And that means strategy and planning and that sort of thing.
Roland Valliere, the last executive director of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra had problems balancing the budget, and because of that, there is no longer an endowment. Raising $4.6 million a year is a big part of your job. Where is that support coming from, and is it sustainable?
Well, the truth is, it's too early for me to know. I mean, I've been on the job for 4 days now. But, you know, you get a sense of these things. And the fact that there's no endowment, you know, certainly is a significant factor. You know, there are different models, and I think really what we're trying to figure out is what is the appropriate business model, if you want to call it that, for the Memphis Symphony.
Now, I understand that sometimes with orchestras, the musicians' union and the board of directors don't always see eye to eye on issues. How do you like to position yourself between them?
Well, but you know, I think the key is communication and really facilitating a collaborative work environment where everybody, in this case, especially the players, you know, feel that they're really stakeholders in the institution and that communications are clear, honest, open, transparent, and direct. So that everybody is on the same page and has the same information and has the ability to participate and has a voice in the organization's strategies and success. If that happens, and it's by no means easy to do, but it's true for any successful business, be it for-profit or not-for-profit, then I think that that can work. And that's certainly the case with the, in my experience, with the union and the musicians, that they can be real partners in the organization's success if they feel they have a voice in decision-making.
Now, with any large arts group, there's the artistic side and then there's the business side. Where do you kind of fall in the middle of that? Are you an artistic person or are you a much more business-minded person?
Well, first of all, Memphis is incredibly fortunate to have Mayhan Chen as your music director. She's incredibly talented and incredibly committed. And in her being here was certainly a major influence in my deciding to come here. I'm a right brain, left brain hybrid. I think it's, you know, I mean, the reason I talked about solving problems and coming into sort of transformative situations is because I like the creative aspect of that from an entrepreneurial point of view, being able to look at a problem and figure out a creative solution in a kind of innovative way. At the same time, on the left side, I love, you know, being involved in leading a business and all that it takes to make sure a business is running effectively. Which means having a clear vision, an articulated plan, and a terrific staff to work with to execute the plan.
Now, speaking of your entrepreneurial side, you've also been a big proponent of using technology to enhance the classical music experience. And one of your ideas was a sort of concerts on demand platform on the internet. Do you see some technological advances helping the Memphis Symphony in the future?
I think there's certainly something we need to explore. There's a training orchestra or a postgraduate orchestra or an academy is what they call themselves in Miami called the New World Symphony. And they're making a big investment in technology, doing things like master classes online, using Internet 2 to be able to broaden the reach of what they're doing, even broadcasting concerts online. The Berlin Philharmonic has a digital concert hall that you can get globally anytime, any place, either when the concerts are happening or when it's convenient for you to subscribe digitally. So there's some real interesting things that are going on that I would like to learn more about to see how those things might apply to what we're trying to do here in Memphis, especially with regard to the schools and the community engagement programs, because, you know, you can be at one place at one time. So far as teaching and performing, there are ways to do that visually as well as orally as well in a way that I think could really be very exciting and broaden the reach and deepen the reach of what we're doing, which would be what the goal is.
What are some of your more immediate goals for the Memphis Symphony Orchestra?
Well, the first goal is really sort of get a sense of the lay of the land, you know, to really do a lot of listening and a lot of studying and try to understand the current environment and what the challenges are. So outline what the most salient challenges are and get a sense of the organization's strengths and weaknesses and basically, you know, put together sort of a 100-day plan and sort of figure out, I keep talking about the 80-20 rule, but, you know, the notion of where 20% of your effort yields 80% of your results. And so I need to figure out where that effort and where those results are and where to focus not only mine but the organization's attention. And focus is the key word because one cannot be all things to all people. So we need to figure out what are the few things that we really need to excel at. Then how can we mobilize ourselves around that so we can really do that in a very efficient and effective fashion?
We've been speaking with Roland Valliere, the new president and CEO of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Thank you for being here.
Been a delight. Thank you for the opportunity.